When Zuhaira Ali's mother, Asili Muhammad, came to America over a decade ago from Somalia, she thought English was the key to success for her children. But what she didn't expect was for her daughter to give up her mother tongue Somali in exchange. Radioactive's Zuhaira Ali tells us more about losing touch with her language and how she plans to find it.
I always thought my mom's favorite color was brown. We have brown couches, a dark brown dining table with matching chairs. She has brown sashes and dresses. I always thought she picked it because she liked it.
My first favorite color is green.
My mom forgets for a second that I'm doing a voice recording and points at the greens in our living room.
It's not almost green, but it's not a green, like really green.
I didn't know a lot about my mom, because when she talks about herself, she doesn't talk about who she is, but her experiences. She tells me about things important to her, for me. She tells me about her education. My mom loved school in Somalia. She excelled in it.
My favorite thing to do was, when I was young, I used to like study. I used to go to school. I used to like reading, writing. I don't remember any test I failed.
You never failed a test in school?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
She talks a lot about the past because she wasn't able to make the future she wanted.
Like me, when I came to America, I studied my country in Somali, every subject in school. I finished high school. When I came here, I was look like somebody never studied anything because I didn't know English. And it was embarrassing.
When my mom came to America 13 years ago, she came with 7 children and no knowledge of the English language. She spent 5 years in English language classes trying to learn English. She had dreams of going to college, but she thought her children wouldn't be able to attain success if she were striving for her own as well. My mom worked days and always wanted to spend nights with her children.
I can't take care of you because if I study and focus my study, you're going to lose because I have to encourage everybody.
I was only 4 when my family came to America. I hadn't gone to school in Somalia, and everything I learned for the first time in English. When I was younger, I spoke to my mom in Somali and to my brothers and sisters in English. I never really stopped. As I got older, when I came home, I rarely spoke Somali. When I did, it was answering the phone and having conversations with my aunts, where they'd ask me the same 10 questions that could all be answered with 2 words, fi'an or khair. Somalia had become just the place I was from, and Somali was just what I called myself, not who I actually was. My mom realized just how much we both sacrificed for me to learn English. I wasn't able to express myself the way I wanted to, and she wasn't able to have the comfort of her homeland within her own home. My Hoya was afraid that we would lose our language and with it our culture.
Every country has their culture. And it's very difficult if you don't know your language. Sometimes some things gonna hard for you because you don't know your language and you don't know your culture. And when you learn your language, you can learn your culture.
She pushed all of her children to embrace their culture and their language. We played games where my mom would test our vocab in Somali. She played this game with me and my sister, Aisha, often.
Peach.
Banana, moose.
Ashley, do you know what a quba is?
A quba?
Quba.
Is that an animal?
Yeah, it's an animal. No,
you can't. Well, I don't know in quba, I know that's turtle, but when I say turtle, I say din. Din, Somali.
Once I started speaking Somali more often, I realized just how much trouble I had speaking Somali, so I gave up on it as a whole. I was stuck in a mindset that made it hard for me to get better at speaking Somali. I was embarrassed about not knowing my language, so I pushed my culture away with it. I stopped wanting to answer the phone, didn't go inside the mosque or the Somali store. I didn't know my Hoya went through the same thing. When she was learning English, the years she spent learning it were on and off. It got too hard for her sometimes, the way it got hard for me to speak Somali.
My Hoya stayed in America for her children. She wanted to learn English for her children. I want to speak Somali for my Hoya. I want to be able to talk to her in the language she feels most at home. And hopefully, one day, I'll feel just as at home with Somali as my Hoya does.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Adamudan, you're welcome.
Okay. Well, wa mahatsantai.
Adamudan.
For Radioactive, I'm Zuhira Ali.
Listen to more of our podcasts by subscribing on iTunes or go to kuow.org/radioactive. Keep checking in on our Facebook at facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia and on Twitter at kuowradioactive.
You can also find us on Instagram at kuowradioactive.